السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah, As-Sami', the being who hears everything. We explained that Allah hears without needing an ear. Allah is free from limitations. He can hear everyone equally, simultaneously. Whereas as man, we can only hear and understand certain languages and only hear at a certain volume, only hear a certain amount of people at a time. Aisha radiallahu anha says she was in the same room as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when that woman came to complain about her husband. She could not hear what the lady was saying. Allah heard. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Allah does not need an intermediary to understand us or to hear us. When Sahaba wanted to know if Allah was close so they could call out to him softly, or he was far so they could call out unto him loudly, Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. No matter where you are, and how you ask me and where you ask me, I'm close, I can hear you. Meaning my ability to hear is encompassing. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قَلْبِ الْقَائِلِ قَبْلَ أَن يَقُولِ. Allah knows what the speaker is going to speak even before the speaker has spoken. What's already in your heart, what's already developed as a thought. So it makes only but sense for us to turn to Allah because He is all hearing. Now, today we talk about Al-Basir, the being who sees everything. Allah sees His servants, their conditions, their actions, everything, even if it's minuscule. Allah sees the walking of a black ant on a dark night on a black stone. Allah can see what is above the seven heavens. Allah can see what is below the seven earths. Allah can see the food flowing in your veins. Allah can see the whiteness of your veins perfectly, the deceit of your eyes. And Allah can see every atom in the universe without needing eyes like man has to have. Now, if we have this consciousness within us that Allah is always watching, like Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that, Mal ihsan? What is ihsan? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, that you worship Allah as if you can see Allah. Meaning you are conscious that Allah is always watching you. Now, that consciousness is what is called taqwa, and that is what regulates you, because you know Allah is watching. Even if no one else sees, if no one else catches you, Allah is watching. There was a thief who sent his child to madrasa. And at the madrasa, the ustad so impressed upon the child that Allah is watching, that one day the father was walking with the child and he came across an orchard. And he decided, hey, I'm in the mood for some grapes, let me go and steal a few, eat it and we'll carry on. So he told his son, just stand here and tell me if anyone is coming, if anyone sees us. So hardly he went in and the kids started screaming, Ya Abi, Ya Abi, oh my father, Ahadun Yarana, there's someone watching us. So the father came back and said, who? And he said, Allah. Allah. It had such an impact on the father that there and there he repented and regretted his life of stealing, and he asked Allah for forgiveness. The famous incident of Umar radiallahu anhu, one night he was patrolling and he came across a house and he overheard a conversation between a mother and daughter. They were in difficult times. The mother is asking the daughter, did the goat give milk? She said, yes. How much? Very little. Now we're not going to be able to sell and get more. She said, okay, pour some water into the milk. So the daughter says, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar has prohibited this. It's deceit. The mother said, Umar is not here. He doesn't know. So the girl said, but Allah knows. Umar radiallahu anhu heard this conversation. In the morning, he sent for the old woman. He cautioned her. But he was so impressed with the piety. And this is piety, consciousness of Allah, of the young girl, that he proposed for her on behalf of his son. And he made her his daughter-in-law. And the same young girl became the maternal grandmother of the famous and the great Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. So that is the barakah of being conscious of Allah, knowing that Allah is al-basir, Allah sees everything. Like the pious say, go and sin somewhere where Allah cannot see you. And Luqman the wise told his son that innaha in taqu mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fis samawati aw fil ardi ya'ti biha Allah. Even if it's the equivalent of a mustard seed, of an atom, you can hide it anywhere in the heavens, you can hide it anywhere in the earth, Allah is aware of it. Allah knows it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reproduce every minuscule detail in your book of deeds. So live your life being fully aware that Allah is Al-Basir. Allah is the being who sees everything. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk.